A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on a Friday, August 5th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about a court challenge by a youth pressure group, Tajamuka, challenging President Robert Mugabe's fitness to continue to be the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's fitness to continue to rule Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's citizen-led activist group, Tajamuka Sesijikile, has filed a court application asking the Constitutional Court to make a finding that there is enough evidence to show that President Robert Mugabe is no longer capable of running the country and must step down. Tajamuka, a non-partisan campaign of young people from various groups, hopes to unite under one umbrella to mobilize other fearful citizens to hold Mr. Mugabe's government accountable for social, economic, and political challenges facing the nation.
This is the second time that such an attempt has been made. Tinomudaishe Chinyoka, who describes himself as a long-time member of the MDC and a qualified lawyer, presented an affidavit to the court sometime last year. In the document, Chinyoka outlined a series of blunders and media speculation that have raised questions about Mr. Mugabe's ability to govern Zimbabwe.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kulava sando skuma zulukanda bangali funa ukuthi likhulume lati, kumbe lati sikhulume lani kona ngapho. Namhlanje ke sikhangela lokho kwenziwe iTajamuka sesijikile campaign ehambise udaba emthethwandaba. Ifuna ukuthi ke umthethwandaba uthathe isinqumo sokuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe kasela amandla wokuthi abuse iZimbabwe. So bakhuluma ngokuningi sibili bazi bethi uMongameli Mugabe wanisekhuluphele ngakho njengoba amandla engasekho kungazani sokungani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Ye, ayisiyodwa iTajamuka ebise lolu daba emthethwandaba. Kulomunye njalo wakwenza khonokho okuthiwa nguTinomudaishe Chinyoka. Kodwa sizwa kuthiwa ke amaphepha akhe, Blessing, atshontshwa khona ngale court. Asiqhubeke futhi.
Wongo hamawadiwa nasi tuta uti tinge chitaura ne zvaitwa ne sangano rinonzi Tajamuka revechidiki rikutira enda iro kudare repamusoro soro Constitutional Court richida kuti dare ritonge kuti aiwa vamugabe havachakodzere kuti vange vachitungamira nyika asi Tajamuka yasati aenda vatinomudaishe Chinyoka vanovagweta vanogara ku Britain uko vakamboendesawo mapepa akadai tuta kuzwa kuti akazofamba sei Gibbs.
So ke nxa sikhangela udaba lolu Blessing ukukhanya ngazani ke okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu bathi kunzima ukuthi ukhiphe uMongameli nxa usebenzisa umthethwandaba njengoba ke uMongameli efake yokwambana esisekelweni sombuso welizwe Constitution ukuthi ungamkhipha ngendlela ezithize njengokuimpeacha kuzobuya ke ukuthi abhubhe kumbe kuzobuya ukuthi kasela amandla emzimbeni lokunye nje okuthiyeneyo nxa ukuthi engakhangeli kuhle imithetho idala lephalamende kumele likukhangele khonokho. Mm-hmm. So kwa manje kungani kuyakhathaza nje akukhanye lokuthi kuya.
Of course, I will continue to update you also on the Olympic Games. The official opening at the famous Maracana Stadium is tonight. And of course, as the Americans say, you can chew gum and walk at the same time. We can discuss a bit about the Olympics. But right now, Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Tinomudaishe Chinyoka, who challenged Mugabe's, President Robert Mugabe's fitness at some time. We want to hear from Mr. Chinyoka what has become of his challenge, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chinyoka, you filed a court application seeking an order, you know, compelling President Mugabe to leave. So what has happened to that application?
Well, what has happened to it is that nothing has happened. The papers have still not been served on the president, and an application cannot proceed until after the sheriff has served the respondent with the papers. We were informed sometime in March that our papers were either missing or lost or misplaced. We made copies of the documents and gave the sheriff to serve. When we checked again a month later, around the end of May, beginning of June, we were once again told that there was no information to indicate whether or not the papers had been served.
Mm-hmm.
And up to now, that remains the story.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chinyoka, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation at one time described that challenge that you are making a legal nuisance, saying that there was no way you were going to succeed. Your response to that?
Well, the ZBC, I think, stopped being an objective institution sometime around April 1980. It's just that it took us a bit of time to realize that this was the case. So I wouldn't be surprised if the ZBC, in fact, I would have been surprised if they said that there was some merit to the application. I would have thought there was something sinister in it. And in any event, if that was the case, if it was a nuisance, then one would wonder why it is that the sheriff is somehow unable to serve the papers. Surely, if there is no merit to an application, you want it to be heard quickly so that it is dismissed quickly. The fact that you want to frustrate it suggests that you might be afraid of what it has to say.
Mm-hmm. So it was not only the ZBC, apparently, Mr. Chinyoka, even constitutional law expert Dr. Love Momaduku said that by filing, and I'm quoting you, by filing such a trivial court applications, you were actually abusing and belittling the constitutional court.
No, I think, in fact, after your interview with Professor Maduku, I got in touch with him. And expressed my disappointment at him as a lawyer expressing such an opinion without having read the papers. I think the fact that he has not been on record saying the same thing is probably because he now realizes that the application was not, strictly speaking, as reported in the media. Obviously, in the media, people will say an application has been filed to impeach the president, and Dr. Maduku quickly ran to yourselves and said what he said, because strictly speaking, you don't make an application for the court to remove the president. The president is removed by parliament. The application is to force parliament to act to remove the president. So when he made his comments, his view at the time must have been that the application was to ask the constitutional court to remove the president, which it can't do. Only parliament can do that.
Mm-hmm. But the fact that Parliament at the moment is tagged by ZANU-PF supporters, the opposition, with all due respect, is almost non-existent in Parliament. What are the chances of succeeding?
Well, what you do when you are trying to remove an undemocratic regime through democratic means is that you do a series of events to create what is called a critical mass. So if we go to the constitutional court and make argument, and everyone, every right-thinking person can see that we are right, if the court dismisses our application, then we are demonstrating to everybody that the court is compromised. If, on the other hand, the court allows the application and the parliament doesn't act, again, we are demonstrating that parliament is compromised. So what you are doing is you are exposing the number of ways in which the process is compromised. Therefore, by so doing, you then highlight to people that there are so many things that need change. So you don't stop trying just because you know that your opponent has stuck the deck in their favor. You keep trying because if I try, if Tajamuka tries, if Evans Mawarire tries, if the MDC tries, all of us trying create a critical mass. And eventually, citizens rise up and say, no, you know what? Everybody else can't be wrong and Mugabe right.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, I'm so happy. Utinomu ta ishe chinyoka, uchinyoka ke ubaba lapa wahambisa. Ama pepa mtetandaba lapa ifunu kuti laenze kuno kwenzwe itachamuka. Singati ke uti ukwalu olfa kuna ngali mtetandaba. Kalo sabu na gani? Kutu utu babu yele koti, kutu kuti babu yele loku tu ama chupiketi. Bagwenza bona. Basemse ya nika mtetandaba. Utai, nangama pepa silawu. Esaswa qinile kodwa sicela ukuthi liqhubeke udaba lwethu kodwa uthi awukahambi ngendlela abayifunayo njengoba nqa ukuthi udaba lwethu siyaphambili kumele ukuthi amapepa ayeseva kumbe ayinikwa lo muntu wabekhangela ukuthi nguyo oyethezi odingakalayo icaleni la khona so ke okuhluphayo ke uphindo wathi enxa kungazani kulokwesaba pakati kodaba lwethu ukuthi uhanswa njani present
Rigaiti kurumidze timboende kuwa tereri. Tina mkoma chamu wari Johnny ku South Africa. Makadi mkoma chamu.
Zuzambe rungo.
Ayo watirina ni tipe ufungwa zenyu mkoma chamu.
Inini ka pungwa za mbuki zimbabwe wani kuku zimbabwe. So ka mbuku zisupporta zi aso. Uli tudawati every corner ya tino kwa nisa zi. Dipanyi kandidi. Chizame kufosera uti. And both us guys taking away the Mazayaka Perez here. But it is the voice could do what he does. But I'm gathering wrong. Why in the water? Yes, guy. Safu Mukava Pera Basana. That it is every corner to points out to busy. Vans we would have shavat as I'm chosen. Do you support us with one who is out? Because the support of somebody, I tell Zamates, yes, Narutera, Jurongajika. Let us push us as much as we can. These are the room, but as a footy, at without as a paper, then we put pressure with that. Shalada. Who's called with a Nati Danane? Could you go to Fosra Gundida? Yeah.
I want not end as Kurum, Koma Chamu, Nikubinam Shirongachedu.
And I don't know.
Of course, you heard from Mr. Chamu there. He's saying that he supports the action by Tajamuka and also by Mr. Chinyoka. He's saying Zimbabweans, like Mr. Chinyoka alluded to earlier on, must use every democratic means to put pressure on President Robert Mugabe to step down, Gibbs.
Yes, lomnunza lage umila oko na pagi oko says Zimbabwe. Baba Mila, unganjani? Hello, Mila, ukonetu wen? Ye umila wanzani phone asimzwa kuhle mila uyangizwa yini mana samzama yeah sesikuzwa kathesi siphilile wena unjani kona ngapha
hamlan right mina unjani kona ngale mgqazi
hayi lapha ungazani kuyachisa kulezi suku ye akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lolu ulibona njani lokuhambisa umongameli emtatandaba
ya udaba lolu ndu right yakhulu umuntu akhula umuntu akhula noma ungazi ukuthi umuntu uthiwa 92 years ukuthiwa ingqondo zizaviable hayi hayi okunye sokunyanyile umuntu uyakhula i-age lakhula nezinto lezisiya futhi zisiza ungasasebenzi njengomuntu wayelele 50 years nongasahambelani ukuthi esikhathini uphezulu sale 50 years ungamkhumpinika sale 50 years lakathi sine-92 ngizawu big difference especially noma ezinye izinto yasobona laba yomsapota bangisapota ukuthi bezentshontsha ngapha into emthize zi-right ngapha lafangalasekhaya nomsekhaya isaya ukukhulu nazokhulu behlezi uyangikwazi ukubhoda nangabe ungenisa umntazana ukhulukazi zama-footsteps ukuthiaba njengabona ukuthi kwenzakalani ikomthi okufana nalo president lo nangeisapota likathenda nokuthi upresident kakhishe ukhule kakhulu
Now, you know, the constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear about who can become a president.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, obviously, when you turn 40, you can be president. But the constitution should have had something like an age limit to say, you know, if you're above 70, you can't be a president. So his argument is that when you get a little bit old, the mind tires and people tend to be, you know, you can stay the whole day at home and, you know, play around with the you know, nephews, nieces, and all those kind of people.
Okay.
So he says now the president is a bit old. Let me say, he said he's old.
Okay.
So when people are old, according to him, they end up, you know, doing certain things that are not traditionally good at times,
okay,
especially in politics.
Okay.
So he says the best thing is for Zimbabweans to look for a new person, and then maybe the president will stop running the country like a duck show.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, the question is President Robert Mugabe fit to continue to rule the nation? Of course, for ZANU-PF supporters, the argument is that old age comes with wisdom. But for some in the opposition, their argument is that, of course, old age comes with wisdom, but in the case of Mr. Mugabe, it's coming alone. So they are challenging him. They want him to step down. And our guest so far, we have Mr. Tinomuda Ishechinyoka, who is a lawyer, who has also challenged Mr. Mugabe's stay in office. Because, of course, Mr. Mugabe at 92 is the world's oldest president. And Gibbs, we have tried to get in touch with Mr. Mkwananzi. Unfortunately, his line is not the best. We can barely hear him, but we'll continue to try. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Chinyoka.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Chinyoka, maybe a bit of Olympics. You know, we know that the Warriors actually played the Mighty Warriors
right.
Actually walloped, you know, 6-1 by Germany. But when we are reading messages on Facebook and other social media platforms, people are saying they did their best. You know, they managed to score at least one goal, but 6-1 is a wide margin. So, and hopefully people are saying that maybe the Warriors will have a sterling performance against Canada. Because if they are beaten by Canada, their chances of advancing to the next stage would be very, very slim. So then, bayakhuluma sibili abantu zilukandaba ngama-Warriors akhona ngale Olympic Games lapha achawa khona 6-1 echawa ke Germany. Baphinde bekhulume futhi langabanye abadlala imidlalo etshiyeneyo abanjengoba Kirsty Coventry ababhukutshayo phela abantu bathi inxa bangazama ukuthi babuyise ama-medals eZimbabwe.
Of course, the country's best prospect will be Kirsty Coventry, no doubt Africa's best swimmer. And I can argue that one of the world's best female swimmers. She has won gold at several Olympics, and her schedule, there's a 100-meter backstroke that is on Sunday, August 7 at 12 p.m. And then there's the women's 200-meter backstroke that is also on Thursday, August 11, 1:36 p.m. So we say go Kesty and the rest of the Zimbabwe Olympic team. We hope they will bring gold. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma pasi. Makadi mkoma pasi.
Ndiripo hangu makadi enyu.
Aiwa, tiripo nyayari mdaro mainzi wa hii. Tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dzinoti ndoda kungokupai pfungwa dzekuti kubvira pana 2000 wa president wakanga wachitaura wachiti isusu maZimbabweans vari kunzwa kumusapindire muno muchitaura nyaya dzemuZimbabwe tinodzisenza nazo tega maZimbabweans ndi wachandiudza kuti ndichibva pachigaro. Hello?
Tiri kunzwa taurai zvenyu.
Hello? Saka mukatarisa imimi patakazopinda muna 2008 wakanga wachitaura kuti akana maZimbabweans akazondiudza kuti ndichienda ndinoenda nekuti zvinezvo vachiri kundida saka handiendi right tochizoya sondo rapera paraperera akutaura kuti iye ndoda kuti vanhu vaziye wawanzwe waone kuti akutaura kuti aiwa ndakutaura kuti vanhu vemupati mangu kana wazotaura kuti ndichienda ndinoenda saka taatichikumbirawo kuti tidyowo kuti koyewo purezidendi wachine vanhu vangani nekuti nyika yese iko zvine yataura Zimbabwe sekutaura kwavaiita kuna 2002 kuti dai vanhu vakataura kuti ndichienda ndinoenda Zimbabwe yachema yataura izvi president ichiendai awo wachinja waakutaura kuti vanhu vemupati saka tinoziva kuti vemupati waitonga pati here kana kuti waitonga Zimbabwe nekuti waakutaura zvepati yavo ende ngavatiudze kuti vanhu vangani wasara mupati mavo wachiri kuwada mazvita henyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru vapasi Mr. Pasi saying that Mr. Mugabe keeps on changing goalposts when it comes to his retirement plans, because he said at one time he was saying that Zimbabweans, if they say he must step down, he'll do that. But when Zimbabweans said he must step down, he changed to say it must be his party that is the final say. And you know, he keeps on ducking and diving. That's Mr. Pasisa argument there, Gibson.
So usikizwe ke umnumzana uSibusiso la usecingweni lapha ke blessing baba Sibusiso unganjani
achaphila njani nani khona ngapho
isiphilile kakhulu baba. So ungathini ke udaba lona?
Hayi, mina ngithi yabona udaba lokuthi kuthiwa kuzosiwa umgabe ekhoti kufana nje lokushaya indlovu ngempama. Waba umgabe ngeke umkhiphe ngokuvota, ngeke umkhiphe ekhoti. Mbona ngathi i-system esezimu manje ukuthi kwangona abantu be-protest kanje. Mbona ngathi yona into engamkhipha, but ngaphandle kwalokho ngeke uze umkhiphe umgabe esigoqodeza.
So ama-protest nxa ekhona kumele ayenzwe njani?
Kumele senze in a peaceful way ukuthi kwangona senze ngendlela okwenziwa ngayo, but singakangeleli emntwini oyi-one njengokuthi kwangona abantu baseka kumele sibambane singayo ngokuthi konkona orayight umawarira sililinda umawarira oslinda itajamuka kumele makuprotesta wonke umuntu sibambaneni ukuze nje lo mbuso lo uhambe uphume ngoba otherwise nje mbona ngathi umgabe yena usezitshela nje ukuthi engqondweni yakuzitshela ukuthi niyaphuma ngokufa.
Pho kukanya kusakatshala kanganani ukuthi kwenzakale khonokhu abantu bakufunayo?
Vele ngeke kuze kwenzeke manje ngoba ma uthi usimgabe ekhoti kudlala lokho ngoba labantu bekhoti udlala abo
singathi sikutata ngapi khonokho mnumzana Sibusiso.
Uyakwazi abantu ekhabalefiye vele yokuthi kongona even lawa amajaji abe sesabela izimpilo zabo ukuthi khona la ma bengajaja kahle babe sesabela ukuthi kongona amaphoyisa kumbe lawa ama-alis kamgaba bagcine bahlukumeza indlela zona.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke je amazwi amabili amathathu utshela abantu beZimbabwe.
Hayi, mina ngithi hayi asibambezele singasabuyela emuva protesteni endlela e-right yokuthula singalulayo but izogcina ihamba yena ngoba vele abantu abasamfuni.
Hayi ke sibongile kakhulu ke mnumzana Sibusiso, ungaphi khona?
Mina ngiseGoli la eSundowns eSouth Africa.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu baba.
Okay.
That was Mr. Sibusiso. He's saying, you know, taking the president to court is just a waste of time, you know. So he says elections have failed, this and that has failed, but only peaceful protests may be the answer to, you know, people's wants, you know, because they are demanding that the president should leave. So he says that's the only way out, and people must be peaceful whenever they are doing some of these things. So he says it can only be done when people are united, and let people not only rely on Pastor Ivan Mawarire and Tajamuka. Mm-hmm. So let people be the ones that are leading all this every time, you know.
Regaiti dzokere kuna vachinyoka. Vachinyoka tichi atarisawo iyo nyaya yekuendesa mutungamiri kumatare kuti dare reparamende riti achakwanise kuti arambe achitungamira nyika. Vamwe vari kutika kupedzera hoko padewe retsindi nekuti paramende yacho yakazara vanhu vanomutsigira.
Well, that might be so, but the thing is, like I said, and like what I think it was Chamu said before, is that what you want to do is get people to realize that it's actually possible to oppose this person. Mm-hmm. 10, 15 years ago, people would not have thought that it was possible for them to walk around the streets of Harare with some of the posters that we saw this week when people were protesting. But people are now realizing that it's actually possible to do that. So what you don't do is hope for a silver bullet that will solve all our problems while doing nothing. What you do is you do these small little things until eventually you are able to mobilize everyone to stand up and say, no, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. We can't have, and I am yet to find a process where people stand up with one solution in one day, everything is done. Because if that was possible, we wouldn't be saddled with this person for the last 36 years. We would have picked up the silver bullet 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and gotten rid of him. But what we have been able to do and what we've been able to see is that through these little steps that people are taking, more and more people are finding the courage to be involved. More and more ordinary citizens without direction from political parties are realizing that their voices matter, their voices count. So what these applications, what they do is to add to that voice.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chinyoka, for those of you who are just joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Robert Mugabe's fitness to rule. Tina mkoma Bernard, variku Botswana. Magadi mkoma Bernard. Aiwa, tiripo mkoma Bernard, tipeo fungwa zenyu.
I was in the Andina, the Ingata was a cow and a blessing. I was not in. I was not in. I think it's a good thing.
Tinotenda zvikuru ngoti nguva yedu ndo yapera. Asi tinotenda tina vagogode rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Mr. Chinyoka, please do stay on the line. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.